SRN News. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Ukraine is rejecting Russia's demands to bring the war between the two countries to an end. Friday, Russian President Vladimir Putin said his country would end the war if Ukraine agreed to certain conditions. Among the conditions, dropping its ambitions to join NATO, pulling out troops from four Ukrainian provinces claimed by Moscow, and recognizing Crimea as a part of Russia. Multiple people are rescued after being trapped on a ride in Oregon.
Emergency crews have rescued 30 people after they were stuck for about half an hour dangling upside down high up on a ride at a century-old amusement park in Oregon. Portland Fire and Rescue say firefighters worked with engineers at Oaks Park to manually lower the ride. Video shot by a passenger on a neighboring Ferris wheel shows people suspended upside down on the atmosphere ride, which operates like a pendulum. No injuries were reported. Oaks Park first opened in 1905. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Also at SRNNews.com, police release a sketch of the suspect wanted in the sexual assault of a 13-year-old girl in a Queens park. Officials say he's described as a short, light-skinned male in his 20s, possibly Hispanic, short curly hair, braces, and a tattoo of a horned animal with red eyes. Meta says it wants to use data from users in privacy-conscious Europe.
Meta is facing concerns about data protection while battling to keep up with rivals like OpenAI and Google. The company owns Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp. It said that in order to better reflect the languages, geography, and cultural references of its Europe users, it needs to use public data from those users to teach its Llama AI large language model.
Jeremy House reporting. This is SRN News. The Southern Baptist Convention takes a stand against IVF.
The denomination's leadership had already condemned the fertility procedure, but now it is official. SBC delegates have adopted a resolution counseling Christians against using in vitro fertilization and urging them to instead adopt frozen embryos. Pro-life activists have long warned that the IVF procedure often includes the creation of multiple embryos, many of which are destroyed while others are implanted. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Amarillo City Council's rejected an abortion travel ban championed by pro-life activists around Texas. The legislation would have forbidden the use of the city's roads and highways to seek an abortion out of state. Amarillo Mayor Cole Stanley argued that the city has no authority to put the proposed policy in place. Now a group of residents who petitioned for the ordinance will decide if the issue goes to voters in the Texas Panhandle City this fall. This is SRN News. A budget battle continues in California.
The California legislature is signaling that it could cancel a $400 million loan payment to help finance a longer lifespan for the state's last nuclear power plant. The votes in the state Senate and Assembly exposed a rift with Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom, who says a longer run for the Diablo Canyon plant is critical to maintaining reliable power supplies. The dispute is part of continuing negotiations over a new state budget. The state has endorsed a five-year extension for the plant beyond a plan closing by 2025. Legislators want more information on repayment of state loans by operator Pacific Gas and Electric. John Scott reporting.
The CDC is warning about a salmonella outbreak in at least nine states that's linked to pet bearded dragons. The CDC says at least 15 people, including four in New York, have contracted salmonella. Four were hospitalized. More details at SRNNews.com.